You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back, Perspectives listeners. This is Ashley Burgess, and you've tuned into Perspectives tonight. You know, I believe that Perspectives is one of the most intelligent, rich, real, and unbiased show on the radio. You know, it's really more than a show. It's a marriage of cutting-edge knowledge, humor, intelligent banter, and successful life-enhancing tools that, when implemented by people that listen, can change their lives in ways that they've only imagined. Until now. Welcome back, avid listeners. We want to thank our P1s and all that listen to Perspectives. For new listeners, we are happy for you tuning in and believe you'll be making this a usual Freeing Mind Sunday experience. What's really cool is that you can listen to the show on 570 AM, on the dial, on your radio, in the car, at the house, or you can go online to klif.com and you can listen live at 8 o'clock, or you can go to iHeartRadio. You can also download iHeartRadio for your smartphones and actually listen right on your phone, which is really kind of neat. You know, this is the fourth show in the Perspective series of concentrating on loving what you do and forging your chosen life path. You know, many of us didn't know on day one what we wanted to do or what we wanted to be when we grew up. Consequently, most of us tried something that we thought we wanted to do and then quickly realized that that's not at all what we wanted to do. You know, through trial and error, we actually continue to strive to find our unique life path. Yes, unique, because each of us has a unique life path that is going to be different from every other individual you meet in this world. Most of us are interested in hearing what others are doing in their life, their personal life, their work life, and everything in between. Hence why reality shows have done so well. People like to know what other people are doing. You know, this allows the person listening to look within and recognize how and what they are feeling about their own life. The process of learning from listening to others' voices about their lives, especially with regards to their chosen career path, or as I like to say, the life path, is beneficial to others because some of us learn about a new career, possibly a new path, or maybe a path that they almost took or might actually take in the future. Or just understanding why a person chose to do something can be very enriching in our own lives. You know, I love to examine the human condition, why people do what they do, and why they choose to do what they do. The reason behind something is usually much more interesting than the actual thing or outcome. I'm sure you've heard the saying, reality is much more interesting than fiction, and that is definitely true, because fiction is the creation of certain characters, a certain timing, and you only get a little bit of backstory here and there. But in reality, you know, there's a lot of backstory, there's a lot of interest, and it makes somebody very unique because we could go through trials and tribulations, but eventually find that thing that we know we want to do in our life, that thing that makes us, makes us happy, you know, makes us smile. I think that's important. You know, whatever you're currently doing, whatever your title is, do you like what you're doing? Do you like the job you're doing? Does it feel like a life journey or a career path, or does it feel like a grind? You know, if you love what you're doing, great, congratulations, you know, because that's, you're ahead of the game. You're doing something you love, and that's awesome. You know, more people more than ever are trying to do what they love, and they're realizing that they can actually pay the bills and do what they love at the same time. I know that it takes blood, sweat, and tears and a lot of work to get there, but it's worth it. Because a lot of times you think about taking the easy road out, but you're not happy with that. You're not happy with it. You know, this combination, honestly, that more and more people are looking for, and they're finding it. You know, some of us, however, are working a job that's not all bad, and if one looks closely, they can find parts of the job they truly love. You know, when you find the parts you love, and you learn, you know, to do them well, and to do that work great, and to excel in those things that you love, then you might be able to find a possible career change in the future, and actually zero in on those skills, those talents, and make it into something, you know, more refined, something you love more than not. You know, not knowing what you like or where you want to go is confusing and can have people leaping from a career or a job to another. And in order to find your passion, you must take a step back and analyze your life, beginning with thinking back clearly to when you were young and remembering what you loved to do then. I was always really a writer, always a speaker and a coach in a capacity or another. You know, I just probably got it in my head that I had to do something different something more jobby, something that sounded better, something that would allow me to fit in with others more. You know, if I had known that what I was good at would be an excellent career, I would be way ahead of the game by now. But, you know, who knows? Thinking about what could have been, what should have been, what would have been, it's just going to give you a bunch of acid reflux and massive amounts of guilt and anger. You know, so instead, once you get an idea of what you want to do, begin educating yourself on getting involved in that profession and immerse yourself as soon as possible. Just don't waste any more time because you know now, and now it's real. So once you know, you can't hide it anymore. You know what you love. You know what you want to do. And if you're going to sit around and waste some time, it's not beneficial. It doesn't get you there any faster, and it doesn't make you any happier. And by the time you finally get there, you feel like you're behind the eight ball. So once you know what to do, jump in with both feet. You know, beginning with realizing what your passion is, what you want to do, and why you want to do it is essentially the most important thing when we're dealing about this subject matter. You know, once you know that, you can begin to go in the right direction because you know what you want to do, just not exactly with who or whom. You know, by the way, all of us are constantly growing and changing, and if you weren't, you'd be dead. You know, to change one's mind is human, to experience is human, and to realize when one is onto something or off the beaten path is human as well. Life is filled with twists and turns, and if you're twisting and turning, have fun twisting and turning. Smile and keep forging to find your calling, your journey, your true, unique life path. Joining me this evening at the studio roundtable is Ruben Nieto. Ruben Nieto is a Mexican artist that holds an MFA, and I recently got to meet him at a art opening. It was titled Pop the Origins, and it's his paintings. And it was really neat because it was actually held at the Consulate General of Mexico's showing. So it was really neat. And there's so much stuff. I mean, his bio is about 15 pages long, and I'm going to let him on this next segment when we come back tell you everything about what's going on in his career, how he found his unique life path, because just like most of us, he went through trials and errors as well. He thought he wanted to do one thing at one point in time and realized he didn't want to do that at all. But in order to be focused and to follow your dream, he had to really push himself and persevere, and now he's gotten to where he is. So I thought this would be a wonderful person to have on this evening to really kind of forge about, you know, most of us didn't know at the age of five what we wanted to do. And most of us didn't just, you know it immediately and just follow suit and then we're so happy. A lot of us had to go through different things to get there. So we're going to be back in just a second. Don't change the channel. I appreciate you sticking around on 570 AM or KLIF.com, as well as iHeartRadio. And if you have any questions, call us in, 888-787-5543. Again, 888-787-5543. Or you could always send me a tweet as well, and I will read that over the air as well this evening. So stick around, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.